The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman and Tom Thayer. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
Got an action-packed hour coming up here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Good evening. Hope you're staying warm. I'm Zach Zaidman. Tom Thayer is along. I'll bet you're missing Hawaii right now.
Yeah. I mean, part of me is, but, you know, being, completely into the NFL playoff scene and the anticipation leading up to it and all that, it was a great weekend for great football, and the weather really contributed to that.
Yeah, had a great influence on what was happening out on the field. Robbie Gold will join us in our next segment. We'll talk some Bears football and NFL football with the Bears kicker, the third most accurate kicker in the history of the National Football League, coming up here on Bears All Access. But, you know, you mentioned the weather, and I couldn't help but thinking while watching the Packers and 49ers on Sunday and looking out the window and the blizzard that was taking place here in Chicago, specifically along the lakefront. Man, that would have been fun.
I don't know if it would have been fun. You know, you would have had it. Everything would have gone because of the weather, the way you dressed, the way you prepared, what shoes you were going to put on, the clothes you were going to wear underneath your shoulder pads. Nothing was going to be normal. So if that was the case, it would have been difficult for both teams, both coaching staffs, the groundskeeping ability of the whole Park District Bears staff. All those things being considered, it would have not have been just an easy show up, put your pads on, and go play day.
But there is a realistic possibility that the weather that we've seen over the last couple of days here, what you saw in Green Bay when the 49ers and Packers were playing, that could be the weather on Super Bowl Sunday right this year.
I think that's good because it attracts the non-football fan. They're more concerned about the weather. The people that turn on Locals on the 8, every 8 on the Weather Channel, they're there to go and see what the conditions, what are players going to wear, what are they going to look like when they take their helmet off, is their head going to steam, all those types of things. And it's the clever shots that you always look for in an NFL game, as much what goes on the sidelines as what's going on in the game. But nowadays with the capes and the heated benches and all those things, they can make the off-field existence better for the players.
Does it really make it comfortable, though, if you're playing? Because keep in mind, on Monday it was minus 16 outside here in Chicago, and I looked this up. Officially, the Ice Bowl, the coldest game in NFL history between the Packers and the Cowboys back in 67, that game officially at kickoff, minus 13.
Well, you know, really the only cold part is warm-ups and the three-minute timeouts that you're standing on the field, because you're sitting there surrounded by a cape, sitting on a heated bench or around the heaters, then you take it off, you run out in the field, and they call a timeout. That's where you should probably sit on the sidelines, keep the capes around you, maybe call the play from right there, and then break and go immediately to the line of scrimmage.
You can tweet us questions using the hashtag CBNetwork. It's real simple.
Yeah.
And if you pop it up there, then occasionally during the show, we will try to get to as many questions as possible. You can hit the beach with five of your favorite Chicago Bears players, including Earl Bennett, this March in Cabo. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more information. Tom Thayer's along. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. The Bears have beaten the Packers twice over the last 5 years. The 49ers have done it three times in the last 365 days. How have they done that?
You know, they've had some big runs and big third downs by the quarterback. That's the athleticism at that position, has been able to keep drives alive. But it's like Olivia Newton-John said, let's get physical. And that is the key. I mean, seriously, if you want to look at how you're going to go beat a Dom Capers or Dick LeBeau's devised scheme of their, you know, the more front seven that they have from Pittsburgh and Green Bay and stuff, you just got to be more physical. Who's ever standing in front of you, you got to be able to overpower the point of attack. You got to be able to block the edges, because you're going to have some matchups that are going to be stand-up linebackers. And you as an offensive lineman, if you can't come off the ball and move those guys out of the way to contribute to the running game, you're going to have a hard time beating. And it's the physical approach that Jim Harbaugh takes.
Now, what I like is the fact that you went straight to the offense. You didn't even talk about the defense. The key to beating the Packers is being physical offensively.
Right. Scoring, time of possession, keeping Aaron Rodgers off the field. Let's face it, folks. You know, you give Aaron Rodgers and a couple of these guys possessions, they're going to score with them. And, you know, even the way the Bear-Green Bay game concluded, you know, we've seen that throughout Aaron Rodgers' whole career. He's capable of greatness.
I mean, the reason the 49ers won that game is because they prevented Rodgers from getting the ball late, which the Bears couldn't do the week before.
Right.
When you think about it.
You know, giving the ball to Aaron Rodgers in a meaningful moment late in the game, that's trouble. Because now he puts more challenge on his own shoulders that even the defenses is challenging him with. But because he's so educated at the line of scrimmage after the play is called, it just amplifies what he can do in those types of scenarios. But, you know, they were able to put a lot of pressure on him and really make him uncomfortable behind the line of scrimmage no matter what protection he was calling.
I'm fascinated by the dynamic that took place between the Chiefs and the Colts, because you've won a championship, but you've also suffered some demoralizing losses in your career. When you look at having a 28-point lead in the second half and relinquishing that, what kind of an offseason is it if you play for the Kansas City Chiefs?
You know, it's going to be an offense that you're going to be gratified for the head coaching decision you made, because they started out as hot as any team in the league, and they do have tremendous capabilities if they keep their main playmakers healthy. And now, with that being said, now Andy Reid's going to go and be able to have a big influence on this team in this one offseason, not only with the draft and free agency and stuff. So I think their expectations in Kansas City are going to rise to a Super Bowl level at the start of next season. Maybe that will make it difficult, but again, you have to be pleased what it, you know, he was able to do with that football team. But the collapse at the end of the season, that's what he's going to be judged on, you know, clearing that hurdle of making the team overcome that.
And on the other side, what can you say about Andrew Luck? I remember it was a few years ago that we were at Stanford watching, yep, Andrew Luck play in his last home game in college against Notre Dame. And to watch the development from that day to what he is now, I mean, unbelievable.
It's amazing. He's been the most NFL-ready quarterback to come in the league, and I think even more NFL-ready than when Peyton Manning came in the league. He's a better athlete. He's faster. He's got a bigger structure. He's more durable. He's more threatening with his legs beyond the line of scrimmage, and that could be one of the things that really comes back to haunt Peyton Manning in the playoffs, is his inability to be threatening with his legs.
And I can't even imagine what this offseason is going to be like for Andy Dalton. You get your team to the playoffs 3 consecutive years, and people are questioning whether or not you should be the quarterback going forward.
You know, it goes back to that red hair. You know, when they evaluated him, they said those red-haired quarterbacks just don't have a great deal of success.
You know, I've had a number of NFL personnel people ask me why there's a stigma against redheads.
But Andy Dalton speaks really well. So I think red-haired people speak really well.
Yeah, I mean, we have the gift
That's
of gab. There's no question about it.
You, coming up, Carrot Top, Andy Dalton.
Coming up next, another guy who speaks well. That would be Bears kicker Robbie Gould. He joins us. Tom Thayer's here. I'm Zach Sabin. This is Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Sabin, Tom Thayer with you. Register today at priceless.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders. And time to talk Bears with one of the more popular players in the locker room, and that's because he's been really good at what he does on the field, the third most accurate kicker in the history of the National Football League. The mayor, Robbie Gould, joins us. And before we start talking football, Robbie, thank you for coming on. Are you now officially a diaper-changing expert?
Well, it's funny. At the break, I was sitting there on the phone listening to all that crying that was going on. I'm hearing a lot of that right now. I'm a very limited diaper changer. I got a great wife. But it's been a lot of fun being a dad, and it's really awesome to come home to the little guy and to my wife.
Are you throwing in some of those nighttime hours that mothers always look for that hope that the fathers contribute those types of hours?
Yeah, you know, I get up a little bit, not really all too often. My wife is, like I said, she's done a great job. If she needs help, we stay in the same room, obviously, with the baby, so for now. So if she needs any help, I'm there to help. But again, I'm pretty lucky because she's done a lot of the legwork, but it's awesome, you know. Everyone says how great parenting is, and you know how awesome it is to have a child, and it's everything everyone's told me it would be, and probably more.
If it makes you feel better, Cam Cutler joined the program last week during the Jay Cutler segment. Cam was in the background crying. I believe it's the first time he's made an appearance on a Chicago radio station, so we were happy to welcome him aboard.
Hey, you know, it's his first appearance. So if he's anything like his father or his mother, I mean, that guy's going to be a stud.
Hey, Robbie, offseason, you want to talk about playoffs or you want to talk about Penn State?
I will talk about both. Whatever you guys want to talk about, I'm in. Obviously, with the announcement that Bill O'Brien was leaving Penn State to go to the Houston Texans, I'm really excited for him and his family. I think he's a great coach. He realistically turned the Penn State program around in one of probably the worst times at any college program. And he handled himself with such class, and I think there's a reason that the Houston Texans not only bought him out with the $6 million that they had to buy him out at, but you know, he's a really good, solid coach, very offensive minded, which they need down there in Houston. But it's going to be difficult to replace a guy like him. So again, I'm happy for him and his family, and I'm happy that he gets that opportunity. And I think we play them this year, so I'm pretty excited to. Hopefully, we don't need a game-winning field goal, but if we do, it's gonna be great to you know, hit a field goal against a coach that I've gotten to know pretty well over the last couple of years.
You know, you imagine the search that they went through to find O'Brien, and man, they hit because you know, a great NFL experience. He had an exchange with Tom Brady on the sideline that showed he had some backbone, and he really persevered through some difficult times. Do you want to think inside the Penn State box when you talk about Munchak or Schiano and these guys that have great affinity for Penn State, or do you want to expand the horizons a little bit like they did after the last coaching search?
Well, I think you have to expand it. I think you have to find the right coach with the right fit for Penn State. I think people, unfortunately, because Joe Paterno was there for so long, they expect a coach to come and stay. Now, granted, a program like Penn State shouldn't necessarily be a stepping stone to another job, but realistically, those programs, if you look at Bob Stoops, if you look at the Vanderbilt coach, if you look at some of these big-time college coaches are now getting opportunities to get interviews like Chip Kelly to go coach in the National Football League. Every job now, realistically, is going to be a stepping stone if you do it and you do it well. That shouldn't be a knock on any program, but realistically, you should find somebody that can recruit kids to come there with, you know, the right mindset to play in a college program, but also develop these kids not only into being better individuals and setting them up for the rest of their lives to be better individuals, whether it's in football or whether it's in the business world or whatever profession that they go into. You need to be able to find somebody that can relate to kids and be able to fulfill those necessary needs to make sure that these kids, when they leave, are prepared for the real world. And, you know, I don't think Mike Munchak and Greg Schiano, they wouldn't be a bad hire. You know, they both had head coaching experience. Schiano has obviously coached at Rutgers and did a great job. So you would like a guy with a little bit of Penn State background, but at the same time, you want to get the guy that's the right fit for the program.
Visiting with Bears kicker Robbie Gold here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. All right, let's switch to the playoffs now. When you look at what happened this past weekend, did anything surprise you?
No, you know, I think what a great round of football. I mean, if you're talking about the NFL and what the NFL really resembles and what it's all about is you had four really good games. Now, the Cincinnati and San Diego game probably wasn't the cleanest of games. That was probably the largest margin of victory for the whole weekend. But you had two games come down to last-second game-expiring field goals, which went back and forth and very exciting. And you had a team like the Indianapolis Colts come back on a very solid Kansas City team from 28 down. You couldn't ask for a more entertaining round of football.
What team do you think, what specialist group do you think had the most difficult of elements to face? Do you think it was the straight up cold in Green Bay, or do you think it was some of the other conditions that you saw this weekend?
I really think it was the Green Bay game. You know, to get in those type of temperatures, which we played in Dallas, what was, I thought, very interesting about both the Philadelphia Eagles game and the San Francisco 49ers game is that you were playing in cold weather. Green Bay probably had a little bit colder temperature, but the offenses did such a great job of moving the ball down the field to make what I would consider a 32 and a 35, 33-yard field goal very, very manageable kicks in those conditions. And anytime you get your kicker down into that type of area of the field, he's probably going to have a higher success rate. The other thing that I thought was interesting in those games is you talk about football being such a game of inches. If you go back and look at, there's a photo of the San Francisco 49er field goal that the ball literally, if it was a half an inch right or left, probably would have been blocked because it went straight through the guy's leg,
right,
or the end rusher's arm. So you're talking about games that are really being defined by an inch. And you talk about playoff football. I know it's been a while since we've been there, but every play is elevated. You're going to hit harder. You're going to run faster. Every penalty, every interception, every fumble, it gets enumerated by what's going on in those games because possessions are very, very important.
Hey, with your mechanics are so specific, do you have to wear less clothes in those extremely cold temperatures and then stay bundled up when you're not on the field? Or can you put extra stuff on to stay warm?
I can put extra stuff on. I usually wear extra layers up top as opposed to on my legs. The Dallas game was the first time. I just don't know if we haven't had the ability to kind of transition because we're not outside as much as we were with Lovie. But that was the first time that realistically my feet really hurt from the cold weather. So you probably have seen these, Tom, on the sidelines.
Yeah, the next week in
Kevin
Cleveland,
Butler.
Right?
Yeah, but we put on the blue Smurf boots to wear to make sure that I kept my feet from not going numb. So
and you know me well enough, you know how that's set with us.
Hey, listen, you're on the field.
I know.
Sleeves, so
I know.
You know what? All that matters is that we go out there and do our job. I know you love kickers, Tom. I mean, you enjoyed snapping to Kevin Butler all but three times in the pregame warmups. I
hey,
heard.
Next to centers and tackles, kickers are my favorite guys.
We're having some fun here with Robbie Gould on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Remember the weather Sunday here in Chicago?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I think, and I'd be curious, I'm assuming because they obviously canceled everything Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, I know you played in the Fog Bowl and games like that, but I would imagine they would have had to cancel and push that game back or move it ahead to an earlier date to make sure that they got it in time.
You know, I think with the pre-advance warning that we all get with the modern weather day systems, I'm sure they would have done something about it because the safety of the people trying to make it to the lakefront here and back and even housing, it would have been impossible.
Because, and we talked about this earlier, Robbie, that it was minus 13 at the start of the Ice Bowl, the coldest game in NFL history. It was minus 16 on Monday. Do you really think the NFL would have pushed it back? No way. I mean, I know it would have.
I think they would have. Realistically, they had to because of the safety for people. You're talking about people who are outside shoveling. I saw, I think, in the news there's a gentleman who was outside shoveling his driveway and had a health issue and ended up dying. But realistically, you can't put fans and you can't put players, you can't put coaches, equipment managers in those type of conditions when they're that kind of life-threatening conditions. It would be very, very a bad move on the NFL's part, but I think it'd be unrealistic to play a game at minus 40 degrees wind chill.
Great stuff. Hey, Robbie, can you hold on and come back with our next segment because we'll talk some Bears football. We've been talking about the rest of the week.
I want to, again, just reinvestigate a little bit more of the injury issue from the playoffs. So, Robbie, you got to come back for one more time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Robbie Gould will rejoin us when Bears All Access returns after this commercial break. Alongside Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Sabin on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Zach Sabin, Tom Thayer with you. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci. Brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago. Or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. We're visiting with Bears kicker Robbie Gould here on Bears All Access. And Tom, we were talking a lot about the different playoff games, and there's so many different aspects when you get a chance to just watch the game as an observer, right?
Right, and Robbie, being the union rep and everything, were you okay with the way the injuries were handled during the weekend in terms of the safety, the precautionary measures they took of all the players, and the way they really did affect the games?
Yeah, I definitely. You know, there's such a high standard now that both the NFL and the NFLP have taken on. They're erring on the side of caution. So I know I think there was an issue with one of the offensive linemen for the Green Bay Packers, if I'm correct, that had a head injury that ended up being diagnosed with a concussion after
the
game.
Bakhtiari.
Yeah. There's such a high. They got to take, if he doesn't pass any of the protocols on the sideline, he then has to go into the locker room like Jamal Charles did. If you saw, Jamal Charles didn't return because he didn't pass the protocol. So that he went through all the necessary testing. Now, if that wasn't the case, that he passed then and maybe went out and hit a guy in the game and just didn't tell anybody about it or wasn't visible enough, he might have had a concussion when the game concluded because of that previous injury. But there's such a high standard now, and there's such a high protocol, not only on the doctors and the training staffs, but they have headsets now on the sideline that everyone can hear exactly what a doctor is asking and going through the questions, because I believe there was an issue in San Diego a year or two ago in the regular season. So they've really evolved when it comes to the protocols for players to go, whether it's a knee injury, whether it's a head injury. Obviously, those are the ones you hear the most about. But any injury, they're erring on the side of caution more so than just letting the guy go back out there and play. Now, Tom, you know this better than anybody else, you know, because it was a lot more prevalent back in the day. But when you had a head injury, or you might have had a concussion or a mild concussion, there was no way in heck you were going to tell somebody that you had an injury, because you don't want anyone to take your job. So some players may, unfortunately, do some of that in games simply because it's such a highly competitive, and there's very limited opportunities and jobs having to only be able to play for 3 years.
One thing I will say, I think it's good that the NFL takes it out of the players' hands, because it can create a little diversion in the locker room. If a player, they say, oh, you got to get back on the field, you grab your helmet and you walk right out. You don't have that chance anymore. So I think that does save some of the players inside the locker room, because it's not your choice anymore. It's a choice of higher ups.
Who was the guy on the Saints that was fighting to try and get in the game and they wouldn't let him?
Right.
You know, the defensive back. So it's exactly what you're saying. I think that it's good that you have the independent observer, and the doctors totally take the decision-making out of the players'
If you're
hands.
In any type of collision, then you show any type of imbalance when you stand up, man, it's like there are sets of eyes on you, and they're paying attention to you immediately.
Yeah, remember in Green Bay, Robbie, Chris Conte was being evaluated for a concussion. You know, he got up a little woozy. They took him into the locker room, did all the tests that they needed to do, and he passed and medically cleared, was able to return in that game.
And I do believe there is now the availability that a referee stops a game and takes a player out. And I think that happened this past weekend with one of the athletes. Now, you know, I think the other thing that has become really great for not only the player in the National Football League is the fact that it holds doctors and trainers to a higher standard of not treating you like a piece of meat. They're treating you like you would get treated at an office,
right,
or you would get treated as a patient if you walked off the street. And I think that is what is one of the biggest strides of the CBA that we've got, to where you can have some open communication with the team and not worried about getting cut, or you do have some protection to be a little more open and honest about receiving treatment.
Our final few moments with Bears kicker Robbie Gold here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Zach Zaidman and Tom Thayer with you. So there's a possibility now that the Bears may be one of the teams that the NFL chooses to put on HBO's Hard Knocks. What do you think about that?
You know, it's a tough show to be on, realistically, because anytime you get cameras around, as much as people want to say that they don't change, people change when cameras are around. You might not divulge as much information or talk as much as a coach or coach as much in those shows, because you don't want to give any of your strategy away. Now, you know what? I think it's great for the marketing of the game, because realistically, I think there's certain things that even if you look on the Bears website, you're now getting photos of in the locker room, on the sideline, on the field, and post game. So you're getting a little bit more feel of what it's like to be a Chicago Bear. And I think that's one of the greatest things about the marketing aspect of the National Football League with the change of the CBA, because now teams have that ability to go out and make more money in their markets because they get a bigger share of their local market. So they're going to provide this experience and opportunity for people to understand or get a better grasp of what it's like to be a National Football League player and or a Chicago Bear or a New Orleans Saints player. And, you know, I think it's great for the game. Do I think it's a great show? No, some of it's unrealistic. In my opinion, I was watching the one with Cincinnati Bengals and J.D. Reynolds, who was here as a fullback, got cut at like 4:30 in the morning in his boxers. Does that happen? He probably gets cut at breakfast. He probably doesn't get cut in his boxers at 4:30 in the morning. So, you know, there is some of that reality TV series that, in my opinion, comes into play, but I think it does give a pretty good depiction of what players in the National Football League go through.
Well, you know, I'm glad I got to meet Martellus Bennett, because after watching Martellus Bennett on his rookie year in the HBO show with Dallas, I didn't like Martellus Bennett, and I've really grown to like his personality. I like what he is, and now you kind of see a young guy going through the difficulties of his paces, of training camp when it's hot and everything in Dallas. So, again, I think maybe you don't always see the person that you eventually get a chance to meet.
100%. Like you said, Marty Bennett's, you know, one of my favorite teammates. I've gotten to know him pretty well over the year, and he is definitely an outward thinker. There's no doubt about it. He actually made a painting for my son that hangs in his nursery that was based after the Beatles he was listening to, called The Yellow Submarine. But what's interesting is in the picture, the submarine's red. So, you know, that just goes to show you. He says he only reads one side of the page. He might have only painted one side of the painting, too, but it's pretty neat that he did that.
You know, when when the Bears were in London, Robbie, I got a chance to go to Abbey Road, which is, you know, that is the Beatles right there. And there was a huge sign outside of the studios that said Chicago Bears, because Bears fans had migrated to Abbey Road. So the Bears and the Beatles linked forever.
Yeah, and one actually, I think, Tom, you guys were one of the first groups to play in the London game right after the Super Bowl.
Right, and they had some players going. Hey, real quick, there's a lot of big contracts that were signed with the Bears. You, Jay, Matt Slauson, and Tim Jennings. Tell me about you four guys being back in that locker room. You guys are going to hit the ground running. How important is that to get the season started on a positive note?
It's definitely it's a huge, huge step in the right direction. I think, you know, with having so many guys up, I think – Phil Emery had a lot of tough decisions to find out or figure out who his core group of players are. And if you listen to his press conference from, I think it was last Thursday, he was talking about, you know, the defense is going to get younger and there has to be some turnover. Obviously, with signing Jay to the big contract that he has, there are other decisions that Phil is going to have to make. And our locker room, unfortunately, I think is going to be very different, but I think your core group of players, mostly probably on the offensive side of the ball, are going to be there and understand, you know, what Coach Trestman is asking of the players and the philosophies of the Chicago Bears. But, you know, I think it's great that they re-signed all those guys. You know, there's a couple guys I hope they get done that stay here. Obviously, his job as a general manager is to create as much competition and depth as possible, and I think he's going to do that. And I think you're going to see a completely different Chicago Bear team come the spring and possibly come September 1.
Before we say goodbye, last question for you, Robbie. You mentioned at your press conference when you were re-signed that you're very high on the direction of this team and you believe that it can go in the places that Phil Emery has talked about. Specifically, why did you say that? What do you see that gives you the confidence despite the fact that the Bears have missed out on the playoffs for the last few years?
Well, I think the team's changing. I think you're seeing a team go from what's been monsters of the midway to a very offensive-minded football team. So you have guys like Matt Forte, you have guys like Marty Bennett, you have guys like Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Jay Cutler. You know, these are your weapons on offense. You have a great offensive line in the signings of Bushrod, Slauson. Hopefully we get Garza back, and you got two really good rookies. So that's the primary focus of the team. And then obviously we have to get some kinks worked out a little bit based upon defense and special teams. And, you know, realistically, I think once we get the right personnel, I think once we get the right options there to make more plays. I mean, we were hit by the injury bug on defense and on special teams. We're going to find a way to be more aggressive, and we're going to do some things that we did towards the end of the season that are going to be very productive for our team to win not only a championship, but I think it's going to be great for our team, because I think the young guys are going to start buying into what I consider has been a core special teams group for a very long time. So the direction of the team, even though we went 8-8 and we took a step back from 10-6, I think has a lot of upside to it. And, you know, when you sit back and you get a chance to look into the future as to what you want to do, not only individually, but as a team, and where you think you have the best chance to win, after looking at that all year long in the locker room of guys that we have, I think we have a great opportunity here in Chicago. And, you know, I want to make sure I was a part of that. And, you know, I was thankful that Phil Emery and Cliff Stein in the Bears organization was able to get something done.
Robbie, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Robbie.
Appreciate it. Have fun.
Thank you very much.
You too. Robbie Gold spending some time with us during the offseason. When we come back, Tom, get ready. Are you a Bears authority? That's next right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Alongside Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tom, you ready? I love the offseason edition of Are You a Bears Authority?
You know, there's less pressure.
Yeah, during the season, we've got two players going at it, and usually it's Patrick Manley on one side and a guy who doesn't have his wealth of knowledge in regards to the Bears, but you got the fans involved. Man, it's a totally different story, and that's the way we're doing it during the offseason. So it's time now to play Are You a Bears Authority? It's brought to you by Sports Authority, and tonight we have two Bears fans. Bears All Access listeners on the phone who will be competing for a Sports Authority gift certificate. On line one, we've got Matt Carolan from Chicago. Welcome, Matt. Nice to have you aboard.
Thanks a lot. Nice to be here.
And on the other line, we've got Justin Zubrod from Winnetka. Welcome, Justin. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right, here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you say your name. Whoever says their name first gets a chance to answer. If that person gets it wrong, the next person has an opportunity to answer the question. It's a best of seven. And if you're listening right now, you want to sign up for a future game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page, where you can also listen to all of our shows. We'll begin with question one. Justin, Matt, playing for the right to go to Sports Authority with a gift certificate and get some stuff for free. Which AFC team was Bears quarterbacks coach Matt Kavanaugh the quarterbacks coach of right before coming to the Bears?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
The San Diego Chargers.
Incorrect. Justin, you get a chance to answer the question.
New York Jets.
Correct. Justin with a 1-0 lead.
See, Justin almost yelled the answer out.
Yeah. And
you, Justin.
He came close.
Yeah.
He came close.
Yeah.
All right. It's a 1-0 lead for Justin over Matt. Question number two. Who did the Bears play in this past season's opening game on September 8th?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Correct.
Very good.
How about that?
How about Charles Tillman? Interception, second play of the game.
That's what he does.
It's going to be a good year.
Man, do you think this is it for Charles with the Bears?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they could use him. That guy's a takeaway machine. All right, it's a one-all tie between Matt and Justin here on Are You a Bears Authority. We go to question number three. Who holds the Bears franchise records for pass attempts, pass completions, passing yards, and passing touchdowns in a rookie season?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Rex Grossman.
Incorrect. Justin?
Kyle Orton.
Correct. How about that? Justin flashing the knowledge. Kyle Orton with a terrific rookie season when you consider he was a fourth-round pick.
Right.
Those guys usually aren't expected to start. Remember, he was like the third or fourth-string guy. A bunch of guys got hurt, were ineffective in the preseason. Orton starts, helps take the Bears to the playoffs.
Right, and still in the league and bragged about how much they had to pay him to come into Dallas to be a backup quarterback.
It's a 2-1 lead for Justin over Matt. Question number four. Among the numerous retired jersey numbers for the Bears is the number 7. Who is this number retired for?
Justin.
Go ahead, Justin.
George Halas.
Correct.
Very good.
Wow, how about that? Justin with a 3-1 lead. So this is crunch time now for Matt. Got to get these next two questions right. Question number 5. Which one of the following Bears was not a second-round NFL draft pick? Jay Cutler, Matt Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, Martellus Bennett. Which one of the following Bears that I just listed?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Jay Cutler.
Correct. Jay Cutler was a first-round pick of the Broncos. So Matt rallying to make it a one-question game. 3-2, the lead for Justin over Matt. We go to question number 6. Bears left tackle Jermon Bushrod was drafted by the New Orleans Saints in what year?
Justin.
Go ahead, Justin.
2009.
Incorrect. Matt, want to take a guess?
I will say 2008.
Incorrect. The answer, 2007. And now we go to question number 7. It's for all the marbles now. The gift certificate from Sports Authority awaits one of you here. It could go to Justin if Matt gets it wrong, or Matt could force overtime, or Justin could get it right and clinch the whole deal. Question 7. Bears first-round draft pick Kyle Long was also drafted in the 2008 Major League Baseball draft. What American League team selected him? Someone want to take a shot here? We'll give you 3 seconds. 1, 2.
Justin.
Go ahead, Justin.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Incorrect. Matt, you want to take a chance?
I will say the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, guys. No. The White Sox. I mean, this was a well-documented story throughout the...
They're Bears fans, for gosh sakes.
I mean, my goodness. Congratulations to Justin, who wins
Justin.
The game. A 3-2 victory over Matt. So Justin Zubrod from Winnetka gets the gift certificate to Sports Authority. Guys, thank you so much for playing. Are You a Bears Authority? Brought to you by Sports Authority. Tell you what we're going to do, Tom, because we've got you here throughout the offseason. We want to do this a lot every single week when you're on. Let's take some phone calls up next with all the Bears fans out there. So
the Bears fans,
if you've got questions for Tom Thayer, 312.
Or Zach Zaidman.
Yeah, but I mean, you're the expert. I'm just a guy.
No, you're more than a guy.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, here's the phone number, 312-644-6767. The number for you to talk to us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're going to be doing a lot more of this coming up on the show throughout the offseason, taking your phone calls, talking Bears with us at 312-644-6767. And, you know, I'm big on Twitter. Everyone's big on Twitter now. So all you have to do is hashtag CB Network on Twitter. I'll get a chance to see your questions, and if you've got questions for Tom or questions for me, just, again, use the hashtag CB Network. Uh-oh.
What's a hashtag? Like if
this right
is
here.
That a
you
picture?
See that? No, it's the pound sign on your
Why
phone.
Why don't you say that then?
Because people know. They're with it. You know, we've got a very, very smart audience.
I've never Twittered.
We got to get you on
never.
Twitter. You're not going
to
do it?
Heck no. Who wants to know when I change my socks? Let's go to the callers. We'll talk to those guys. Right. This is what we need to do in the show.
312-644-6767. I've never talked about my socks on Twitter. Rich in Schaumburg, you're on Bears All Access with Zach Zaidman and Tom Thayer.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Long Good. Time no hear from you.
Hey, I know. You know, this is the great thing about this show is we have an opportunity to take calls and talk. What's going on, Rich?
All right. I had two questions. The first question is about the Jay Cutler signing. You know, when I'm listening to these people about Jay Cutler, I find it very interesting that they don't trust Trestman and the coaching staff that say, well, we can bring the best out of Cutler and make him an all-pro quarterback. But yet they're going to trust them to draft a quarterback where it hasn't been working out for a number of teams that have great scouting and everything like that. So I find that very an interesting thing. I want your opinion on that. And the other thing is the officiating. You know, what is happening, and this is my opinion, that they are taking the game away from the players, and they are putting it in the hands of the officials to make the outcome of the game the way, let's say, they would like it to be. Because you look at every play, I would say every game basically this year, especially I was watching the Green Bay game, the playoffs. There was a number of plays that should have been called holding or pass interference that they didn't call. And I mean, the problem is that, yes, you can call holding on every play, they say. You can call pass interference and stuff like that. But it's up to them whether or not they want to cut it, and I don't think it's fair to the players who break their tails off to play the game a certain way, and then the officials change the rules on them in the middle of the game.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rich. I agree with you about the officiating. I think sometimes they're scared to make a call because they know the replay can either make the right or wrong decision for them. I don't think the officials did the right thing in what they want to call the fumble in the Green Bay game when it was an illegal forward pass by Aaron Rodgers. All those things I agree. But, sometimes the frustrating aspect of the officiating, it makes it so watchable because you don't know what to expect out of the officials. The frustration at times during the broadcast can overtake me, but I have to try to remove myself, which I have a hard time doing because of that. But when you're talking about the Cutler contract, it's important to get Jay Cutler back in the mix because I keep talking about here's an offense that's going to hit the ground running. And whenever you have an opportunity to do that, you're going to advance yourself so much further than you did the first year because you have so much of the details already ingested into the majority of the personnel. And that means the information gets out there quicker to the new guys because a majority of the guys know what you're trying to get out of there. But even drafting a quarterback, I think Mark Trestman understands the quarterback position so well. It's not always going to be that draftable guy. It may be that veteran that's been in the NFL a little bit that Mark really understands has some great traits. He's really mentally invested in the game. And I don't think the search for quarterback talent ever stops, but I think you have a more of a unique perspective how to evaluate it with Coach Trestman, with Matt Kavanaugh, and with Aaron Cromer.
312-644-6767, the number here on Bears All Access. Don in Huntley, you're on the Score.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Big Don.
How you doing this evening?
Good. How you doing?
All right, I want to talk about defense. I mean, I've been a Bears fan for over 50 years, and, you know, what are we going to do to improve it? That's what I'd like to know. We need to go forward, and that's all I got to say, but I do like the defense we had in the 1960s when they went 1-15. That was a great defense.
You know, I grew up here my whole life, 1961, as a Bears fan. And thanks, Don, because you did. You watched the Bears as watching a very good defense play with limited offense ability. And now the Bears, they did the offensive thing right. They have an offense built for the future. And this is a great opportunity for the Bears to get the defensive scenario straightened out within one draft and within one free agency period. So I do think you can completely change the defense with one offseason in some significant signings.
It all starts up front. Let's be honest. You got to pressure the quarterback, and you saw Phil Emery spend last offseason completely revamping the offensive line. Brought in four new starters to the offensive line, and look at the results with the Bears offense. I think defensively you need that kind of turnaround.
You know, it's funny. On offense, you need consistency within your front five guys. You need them to be out there every week. And I think now defensively you need to have the athletes that you can go up there and put confusing fronts up there. If you want to call them a four-man line, a three-man line, how you're standing them up or putting them in stances, you have to have the athletes to create the confusion on the line of scrimmage.
Got time for one last call here on Bears All Access. Tom is calling from Dyer, Indiana. You're on with Zach Zabin and Tom Thayer.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed listening to you over the years. I think you're great. Got a quick question. It's also on defense. Do you think Mel Tucker is going to be back this year? It just seemed like there was a disconnect, whether it was September or December, whether, you know, it, you could tell in September the defense was hurting. I remember that receiver Green from Cincinnati all the way up to the final killer play against the Packers. So, you know, was it him? Was it the players? Was it the team? What do you think is going to happen this year?
You know, I don't think Mel Tucker has a lack of knowledge how to go out there and play NFL defense. When I go back there and you watch, you evaluate the tape slowly and critically, I need players to play better. I need a better interior approach from the safety position to the middle linebacker position to the two defensive tackle position. I need better outside in pressure contained from the defensive end. So again, I need personnel to play better. I'm not going to put all this on the shoulders of Mel Tucker and say, you know football. But again, it's a way of sometimes the greatest challenge to a coach is getting the players to play at an extremely high level every week. And we've seen some teams around the league be able to do that.
Good stuff as always. Thanks to Robbie Gold, who joined us, Greg Miller, our executive producer, Herb Lawrence on the other side of the partition, along with Joe Ostrowski. For Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabin. Thanks for listening. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United Airlines.